We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Chelek Beis, Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Shiluah Hakan, Halacha Hey, and we're in middle of paragraph Chof Dalid. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 287, left-hand column, about a quarter of the way down. And we hope to complete this halacha in this Shir. Now Rav Nosson Zal is still speaking about this special name of Hashem that he mentioned earlier, which is based on a pasuk in the Chumash, Anochi Erei Dimcha Mitzrayma, V'Anochi A'alcha Gamoloi. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to finish and the special name of Hashem that's derived from that pasuk, and now he's going to complete the explanation. Ki afal pi shemechalkim haposuk l'shloisha chalokim kanal, because even though the way this name of Hashem is constructed is that we divide the pasuk into three parts, each part being 10 letters, shehem hayirida l'toich hagolus, phase 1 is the going down to golus, phase 2 is v'hagolus bi'atzmoi, the time spent in Mitzrayim, in exile, and phase 3 is v'ho'aliya mitoich ha'golus, leaving golus. Avol be'emes, the truth is, ha'koil nichlal b'shtei b'chinois. It's all really included in two categories. Ki tekev kishebo'im b'toich ha'golus, because as soon as we enter into the exile, tekev maschil tzmichas keren Yeshua, immediately there begins the Yeshua, the ray of light, the ray of hope, the beginning of the salvation. Ki maschil miyad ho'aliyah. As soon as we set foot into the golus, we're already, Hashem has his eye already on taking us out of it. Shezehu bechinas milui pegimas halavona. This is the same concept between the path of the moon, how the moon operates, the filling up of the missing part of the moon. Shetekev kishebo letachlis hamiut. As soon as the moon reaches the smallest it could possibly be, where its light just about disappears, you don't see the moon at all, mascheles lehismalos miyad. It immediately starts showing itself again. The moon starts filling up again. Shezehu merameis al hagula. This alludes to the concept of the Geula beginning from the severity of the Golus. That the minute the Jews reach the worst part of the Golus, the Geula is starting already, as is known. And as the Pasuk says in Chumash Dvorim, Ki yire, ki ozlas yod, v'efes otzer v'yozuv, when the people are going to see that there's no hope, that it's mamish as terrible as it could possibly be, Hashem says, Re'u, look, ki ata, now, ki ani ani hu, I am Hashem, I will cure you, I will heal you. Ube'em eslamitoi hakoil echod. And Rav Nosson Zal says, if you really want to be honest, it's all one. Ki hayurida ba'atzma hi ho'aliyah. The Yerida itself is Aliyah. It's part of Aliyah. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Yerida Tachlis Ho'Aliyah. That a Yerida is the Tachlis of Aliyah. The thought just came to my mind, Lahavdil. Baseball. A pitcher is going to pitch a ball. The batter is standing in front of him. He's like 50 feet in front of him. The pitcher, what does he do? He holds the ball and he moves his hand back. A person looking at this, looking at that slowly, says, the guy's nuts. He wants to throw the ball to that guy, to the person who's 50 feet in front of him, and he wants to throw it fast and hard. Why in the world would he do such a stupid thing as to first move it back and then forward? Isn't he making it harder? Isn't he making it harder for himself? And all of us know, no, that's not true. That's how you get that speed and power and accuracy, by winding up. And winding up involves moving back, and then from back there, releasing with all the power and everything. Lahavdil, that's exactly what we're talking about here. Hashem wants an aliyah. Hashem wants a Jew to move up. And the only way that a person can have an aliyah is, it has to be a yerida. Vayhi erev, vayvoker. There has to be a darkness before a light. You have to go down before you can move up. That diving board where you jump down on it hard in order to go up high, high up. So Rav Nosson Zal says the yerida itself is aliyah. You don't have to look at it as two totally different things. That there's the bad side and there's the good side. No, no, no. It's good, but the way good works is that in order to have good, you have to have this yirida, you have to have this tzimtzum. Ach ikara hagolus hu golus hadas. However, the main problem, the main suffering while we're in exile is the golus hadas. Sheroitze lahastir ulahalim hadas legamri. The fact that the Yetzirah tries to cloud our minds. He tries to block us from being able to see it correctly, to see what's going on accurately. Ki'ilu efes tikvah chasishon. He tries to paint a picture as if things are so bleak, things are so terrible, there's no hope, there's no way in the world that this will ever get fixed, you know, that this will ever turn out well. K'may shekosuv, as Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, Beretzach ba'atzmoisai cherfuni tzoyroi. When I'm going through murder, you know, when I'm being murdered, I'm feeling murder in my bones. My enemies insult me. Ba'omram elai, and what do they say to me? Ba'omram elai kol hayoim. They say to me all day, Aye Elokecho, where's your Hashem? Where's your Hashem? Where's your Hashem now? Look at you, you're in the garbage. V'chulu etc. V'chein b'psukim harbe, and we find this in many places in the Torah that this is what the Yetzirah really tries to do to us: to paint a picture that's all black, all negative, no hope. Ad sheroitzim lahalim gam v'onoichi hasheni, to the point where the Yetzirah is trying to hide and trying to cover up that second v'onoichi in the pasuk that we mentioned before. Shehu hascholas tzmichas keren Yeshua kanal. That second vanoichi is the beginning of our salvation, is the beginning of our being taken out of exile. Avol kisheroitze lahalem ulahaste legamri. But when the Yetzirah decides that it wants to cover up the light completely, it doesn't even want to let us have a little bit. Now we're going to strangle you. Now we're going to throttle you totally. Hashem lo yazvenu biyotai. That's when Hashem says, enough, enough. Now we're going to show them. Now we're going to turn the whole thing around. Ki hayud achroino shebevo'onoichi hasheni mizgaberes umitztarefes imtevois alchagamoloi. Because that final yud of the ve'onoichi, that second onoichi in that pasuk, that yud goes together with the words e'olchagamoloi. I'm going to take you out. And then the whole thing turns into a major aliyah. Because the truth is, it's all the opposite of what it looked like. It looked like the golus was a terrible, terrible thing. It looks like an operation is the worst thing that could possibly happen to a person in the world. The guy's checking into the hospital and he's signing his name there, saying that if anything goes wrong, if I die, I hold nobody responsible. And he's saying his goodbyes to his family and he's going into the operating room for them to cut him up. What is he, crazy? The guy lost his marbles? What normal person is going to do such a thing? And the answer is, somebody who knows better is that he's been waiting for his tour. He made a reservation here and he's been begging, he's fighting to get in. They have this joke about a cemetery being a place that people are dying to get in, right? So here also, lahavdil, comes to an operation sometimes, a person's doing everything he can that they should be willing to let him have the operation, everything. Why? Because again, he's hoping for a much better life. And this operation, which seems like a terrible thing, this is hopefully going to be the beginning of his Yeshua, Mamish. This is the beginning of his starting a new life. Till now he's been suffering pain, and now he's hoping that this operation is Mamish going to open a whole new vista for him. Kashem Yisporach Imanu Tomid, Bein Beis Hayarida, Bein Bagolus Biatzma, Bein Beis Hualiya. Because Hashem is with us all the time. When we're going down into exile, and during the time that we're in the exile, and when we're coming up out of the exile. Kimefurish bepasuk ze biatzmoi, as it shows us very clearly in this pasuk itself. Ve'onoichi erei dimcha mitzrayma, I will go down to Egypt with you. Ve'onoichi alcha, and I will come up with you. I'll bring you up. Ukamashikosov, and as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, iti milevonon kalo, iti milevonon, tovoi toshuri meroi shamona. Va'ain bepirish Rashi shop. Take a look at Rashi in that pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Shapirish, who explains, Mashalik siv iti lalavono in tovoyu. Rashi says the reason why the pasuk doesn't say iti lalavono and it says iti milavono is loimar, to teach us that mishas yitziaschem mikan ad shas biaschem lekan, from the time that you leave here till the time that you return here, Ani imochem bechol asher teitzu v'tavoyu. Hashem is saying, I'm going to be with you in all your travels, whether you're going in that direction or in this direction, wherever you are, Hashem says, I'm with you. Hainu kanal, as we explained before, v'chovein heitev. And understand this very well, because this is what destroys people. People get destroyed when they feel that they're far from Hashem, or that they're And if the person could realize that even when I'm doing an Aveira Chas Hashem, and even when I'm in a Yerida, and even when I'm going through a major crisis, health, financial, whatever it is, Hashem is there with me. It's not that I left Hashem, Hashem is 1,000 miles away, and I have to find my way back to Hashem. No, no, no. Hashem is even with me right where I am. However, I am in darkness, I am in Golos, I have to get out of here. But I have that consolation that I'm never alone. Never, never. There's no such thing as a Jew being alone. Not in the garden and not in the dirt pile. Wherever we are, Hashem is always there with me. The Shekhinah is there with me, which means that I can definitely make it back. Because to do it alone, I'm not sure. But if Hashem is mamish right with me, and all of these psukim in the Torah say that, and they all say he's with me, and he wants to help me get out, then it's a different situation. That's what Rav Nosson says, v'chovein heitev, understand this very well.